looking back on January 13, the day in 1854 when the accordion was patented by Anthony Farse. It was in 1968 that Johnny Cash recorded his 1956 hit Folsom Prison Blues live in the prison.
Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay.
Stack of birthdays today, starting with brilliant Australian singer-songwriter Paul Kelly. He turns 65. His best effort on the singles charts came in 1987. The man they call Suggs, Graham McPherson, lead singer of the hit 80s band Madness, is 59 today.
It must be love, love, love.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is also 59, best known for playing Elaine on Seinfeld.
If I could use your apartment to order some food.
Patrick McDreamy Dempsey is 54, starred in a number of comedies through the 80s before reviving his career in the TV series Grey's Anatomy and the movie Enchanted.
You know what? I don't know if you're kidding, because chipmunks, they don't talk.
Popular Neighbours actress Annie Jones celebrates her 53rd birthday. She played Jane Harris and will make a return to the show this year.
We had a nice evening.
Yeah, didn't sit brooding about Des then?
No, I didn't give him a second thought.
Told you there were plenty of birthdays. Former Australian soccer champion Mark Bosnich is 48. He made 17 appearances for the Socceroos. The goalkeeper even got on the scoreboard in 1997.
Mark Bosnich is about to score, or is he, for Australia? And he does!
Actor Orlando Bloom turns 43, starring the blockbusters Lord of the Rings, Hobbit and Pirates of the Caribbean film series.
They've taken Elizabeth. We must save her.
And Aussie actor Liam Hemsworth is 29, went from Neighbours to Hollywood with roles in the Hunger Games series and the Ghostbusters remake.
Lots of different jobs. Did the actor thing.
Finally, AFL legend Roy Cazaly was born on this day in 1893, died aged 70 in 1963. The St Kilda and South Melbourne great inspired the term Up There Cazaly. Remembering Roy Cazaly on January 13.